Well, thank you. We got a bigger audience here toward the back, so you all let me know and raise your hand if any way you have problems of hearing. You'll see the enormous detail in these 35 verses here of chapter 11. We have two other messages in the book of Daniel. We'll conclude it in the month of February in these next 2 weeks. But here are these verses 11, 1 to 35. You see the title of the message, The Comfort of God's Sovereign and Good Purposes in the Midst of Evil and Chaos. We all know evil and chaos as we look around us, even though we've been privileged to have a relative sense of order in the culture that we've lived in. But the comfort of God's sovereign and good purposes. This is the fourth vision in the book of Daniel. You saw one in chapter 7, and then in chapter 8, in chapter 9, and here the fourth one, 10 and 11, and even going into 12. Something of an outline of this chapter in Daniel chapter 11. The first two verses will deal with the Persian Empire that, you know, replaced and conquered the Babylonian Empire. And then verses 3 to 35, the remainder of the verses we'll look at today, deal with the Greece Empire, starting out with Alexander the Great, then his successors, four generals, and then it'll focus upon two of those and the empires that they developed, and then we'll focus in 21 to 35 of the eighth ruler there of the northern empire of the Seleucids, Antiochus Epiphanes. We wouldn't expect you to remember that, but we'll go through that as we go through these verses. First of all, and we want to go through these verses, God knows this is actually was prophetic as Daniel was inspired to write it. Now it has been fulfilled, these first 35 verses. Verses 36 to 45, which we'll look at next week, will be a future, you know, of a future ruler that is typified by Antiochus Epiphanes, but that will be the Antichrist, chapters 11, 36 to 45. But here, 11 to 35, we're talking about fulfilled prophecy. And I did have a handout that you can look at. This fills in some of the details. But we want to go through this. God knows you, where you live. And this book was written for believers of every age. It was written for you and for me. And God has a message for you and me from it. And so I want to look at these verses in regard to just key principles that you can get from it. And here's the first one we get from verse 1. The principle of spiritual battles around world leaders. Spiritual battles around world leaders. Now, here we're in the Persian Empire, Darius the Mede. Either that's another name for Cyrus or a co-ruler under him, but it's in the Persian Empire. And I goes back to verses 20 and 21 when he talks about the angelic help that the theophany he saw in chapter 9, a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ, and the angelic help he sent to Daniel. And here he says, I rose to be an encouragement and a protection for him. Him refer back to verse 21, Michael, the archangel. It's called a prince there. And so he says, I sent arose to be an encouragement and a protection for him, for a strengthening of him. Michael, as you'll see in chapter 12, verse 1, is the guardian angel of Israel. That's what he says. There is battle around world leaders. Here, this battle around these Persian rulers, and follow will be the Greek rulers. Darius is the one that what? Had Daniel thrown to the lion's den. Now, as God miraculously rescued him, he had a change of heart, and he had an edict in favor of Daniel and his people. Now, that Persian ruler ultimately is the one who gave the edict that they could return to the land. So you see, God, there's a battle around these spirit world leaders, but God is always concerned for his people, for his people. I thought about that as I was just praying over this morning, praying for these countries that are so graphic in our day, and we see plenty of evil and chaos.
He's told us in chapter 10 of this angelic conflict. It's an invisible angelic conflict. He hasn't told us a lot about the details of it. But remember, we alluded to that in chapter 10, in verse 13. He says, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia," 10:13, "was withstanding me." Here he's talking about this angel. "Then Michael, one of the chief priests, came to help me, for I've been left there with the kings of Persia." So this battle around them. You see it also alluded to in 20 and 21. "But I said, 'Do you understand why I came to you?' this angel says. 'But I shall now return to fight against the prince of Persia. I'm going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is about to come.'" So there is spiritual battle around. You see that in the tribulation period. We won't turn to it, but Revelation 12, 7 to 9, talks about Michael and his angels battling with the devil and his angels. So there is this angelic conflict. Now, God tells us, he tells the believer, that our ultimate battle is not against flesh and blood. It is against this well-organized spiritual army that the devil imposed. He says that in Ephesians 6. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against this well-organized spiritual force. Now, the encouragement is this. Okay, if you realize that battle, you see, and the devil understands this, and God's people need to understand, he knows this, what? If he can get you out from under God's authority, he can pick you off like that. "Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee." Under authority, you have authority. Out from under his authority, he picks you off. And we see that happening all the time. He tells a young person, rebel against your imperfect parent or whatever, and he picks them off. "Oh, I can figure out life on my own. Don't need that." And we understand that. There is that battle going on inside of a person as they grow up. You know, it's like I yearn to be independent, but yet I'd still need what? The protection and wisdom of others. And the importance of being under authority. Now, as we talk about these, and remember, these are helpful. They're good angels as well as evil angels. And God says he sends angels, angelic help, to what? To help his service people, Hebrews 1:14. In fact, I find myself praying this frequently for you and for God's people. And I will stay right there and Daniel 11, but this verse that you'll be familiar with, it's in 2 Kings, came at a crisis time in God's people. And Elijah prayed and said, "O Lord, open his eyes that he may see." There's this great battle going on. He says, "The Lord opened his servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots all around Elijah," in verse 16 and 17. Because, see, what did Elijah said? He said in verse 16, "Don't fear. Those who are with us are more than those that are with them." There is an angelic army. Under his authority, there is an angelic army. I heard a story this last week and that my wife sent me, and maybe you've heard it. It was very fascinating. I hope I do a little bit justice to it. But this individual missionary had come back from Africa, and he's preaching to his church in Scotland. And God had put on his heart the message of, "Are you willing to go to Africa? We need other workers." Well, he got there to the meeting, and it was full of, I mean, John and I would have looked like the youth group. Everybody was older, you know. And so he said, "Boy, if I prepared the right message, I mean, these people, no matter how willing they are to go, they just aren't going to be able to go." But he preached the same message that God had put on his heart. And he concluded, "Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to go?" There was a young boy helping his father who was doing the organ. And the young boy stood up and says, "I will go. I will go. I will go." That young boy was David Livingston. And they said, "Okay, if you go, we think you should probably become a doctor and be a medical missionary."
That's what he did. And so he went to Africa as a medical missionary. And he was having an impact, and then there was a terrorist and that was around him and said, look, I'm coming, and I'll tell you the day I'm coming, and I'm going to kill you, wipe out your whole missionary compound. He didn't know what to do with that, but they prayed, and that day came and went. No problem. Well, when he went back and gave his missionary report to his church in Scotland, he told that story. And the church secretary said, do you remember the date that this person said they were going to wipe out your compound? He said, I sure do. I keep careful diaries. I can tell you the exact date. He told him the exact date. And he said, we had a prayer meeting that night. And there were 39 of us that were there. When he went to that terrorist and said, why didn't you wipe us out? He said, oh, I came. And I planned to, but there were 39, this is a true story, 39 giant warriors around you, and I wasn't going to go against them. Now, I don't know how, but I know that's a true story, and that's documented. Well, the ones who are with us are more than the ones against them. So we praise God for his angelic protection, and we want, God does say, pray for government leaders. 1 Timothy 2, 1-2, I urge you that prayers and petitions be made on all men, for kings and for those in authority. And we certainly need that. I'm burdened for that more in our own country than ever before. And I, well, first of all, he said, that's the priority. And I appreciate the priority that the church has made to prayer. None of us are the prayer warriors we want to be, but we want God's grace. I also appreciate, told Nick, I so appreciate what he's doing there in regard to leading the men through that prayer book, and that's been very encouraging. Well, the principle of spiritual battles around world leaders. You know, I pray for my children. I pray for the spiritual authorities. You know, of course, two of them are in this area, so I pray for the United States authorities and also the government authorities and the city's authorities where they live, and the one in another. That's a great way to pray for somebody. It's a great way to pray for your children, a great way to pray for your missionaries. Pray for those in authority over them. They are affected by that.